We're just over 12 hours away from the big Group 1, the Melbourne Cup with the Greyhounds. It's the richest free entry Greyhound race in the world. First prize, $420,000. Not bad for less than 30 seconds work, which is what the quickest Greyhounds will be doing it in tonight. To give us more of an insight into the race and maybe even give us a winner as well, Sky Racing's Mark Duclos is on the line. G'day, Duke.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, TK.
It's rich. I think it was less than 400,000 last year. It just keeps growing and growing, this great event.
$350,000 to the winner last year, $420,000 this year. It is the richest greyhound race in the world. The English Derby is on, when you convert the English pound to the Aussie dollar, it's probably around 400,000. But this is a super race, and it's a race where which champions win.
Mm. Well, which champion will be winning it?
I think Kibo, TK. It's drawn box one. It's trained by Darren McDonald, who's already trained three Melbourne Cup winners. If he wins tonight, he'll become the most successful trainer in Melbourne Cup history. This is a greyhound that's perfectly drawn. And as you know, TK, boxers win big races like this, and Kibo off the inside. He's just drawn to get the right run, I think. And he's $2.50 with tabs.com.au fixed odds at the moment. I just can't go past him. He was emphatic in his win last week.
And where's the threat come from? Dinah Villa's got a great record at Sandown.
Dinah Villa has got a great record, Jimmy. He's won 7 from 7 at the track, and he's won 3 from 3 from the outside draw. The point is, he's won 7 from 7 at the track in lower class,
right,
in inferior companies. He's stepping up to Group 1 tonight. He ran blistering times through the first and the middle section last week. Ran the best of the night. You can't take anything away from Dinah Villa, but he's got a greyhound drawn inside him called Luca Neville, who will match him in the run to the first turn. And I'm just envisioning that there's going to be trouble out wide, and that's going to make it the inside greyhound.
Yeah, as you have a look at that speed map as well, if you're watching on Sky Racing 1, channel 519, the speed map says that it should, the inside box is a terrific advantage and Kibo should get the run of the race. What about another winner for us on the night?
Oh, look, there's another great race. There's the Bold Trees, which is the Group 1 for the stayers. Darren McDonald's got the favourite in that as well, called Sweet It Is. She was beaten last week at $1.40 pop, TK, so it's hard to step in at the shorts again. But
yeah,
she's a freakish animal. She's won over $480,000 in prize money. Space Stars in the race, who beat her last week, and a greyhound by the name of Blinkers On, trained by Brooke Ennis. It's drawn box A. If punters are looking for a bet tonight, the box trifecta in the Bold Trees is probably the best way to go. I can't take the $1.95 Sweet It Is, but I can't back anything else to beat her. So, it's going to be a terrific night. Myself, Glenn Munsey, Simone Fisher will be trackside from 6:30. And this is the world's richest greyhound race, and it holds massive interest right around the world.
Mm. What about some value for the punters tonight, Mark?
Look, in the Cup, Jimmy, I think Awesome Project and above all are the dangers. I think the inside four greyhounds, as I said, are boxed to get the run. Awesome Project's around $11. He's one of the most honest greyhounds in training. He's been up for a long time, but he's won some good class races. I think he's good value at around $11. In the Bold Trees tonight, I think Space Star, who, as I said, beat Sweet It Is last week, if he can get out and get on the bunny, he'll be very, very tough to beat.
Good on you, Mark. We look forward to the coverage on Sky from yourself, Glenn Munsey, and also Simone.
Thanks, TK. Thanks, Jimmy.